evil. All right, I have seen this guy for 15 years online, and Brother Nathaniel Kapner joins us. He was born to two Jewish parents and raised traditional Judaism in a synagogue. Having attended Hebrew school, Sabbath school, and regular synagogue services, he felt from his bar mitzvah days that something was missing in Judaism. At the age of 19, he read the New Testament, and the first time was convinced that Jesus was the Messiah. Later on, his adult life, he felt necessary to start a Real Jews news website and video to point of the dominant influence of Jewry in all facets of American life. And this is part of a series I'm doing where we have Nick Fuentes on, and then I'm going to have Ezra Levant, I think is awesome, on. I love Jews. I love Muslims. I love everybody. I want to be clear about that. But I think we should hear what the different sides are saying. And I used to see Kapner, very entertaining, and, you know, kind of being aggressive and, you know, mad at certain groups. I think now I've seen his videos, pretty powerful things he says about Christ and about the Orthodox Church. And I'm not part of that. I'm just a Christian, you know, with the Holy Spirit. And I think it's important to have these dialogues and then ask him questions here today that I have, like, okay, radical Orthodox Islam is being major backed by the universities and the left. Just because I don't like what Israel's doing with the bombardment of Gaza doesn't mean I have to then embrace Hamas trying to launch balloons with big ropes and bags of sand trying to take down aircraft. So there's a larger globalist manipulation going on. I wanted to ask him where he thinks that's going. Because when I had the last guest on, who I made a film with 15 years ago, called Fabled Enemies, that has a big part about the Mossad, you know, involved in sex trafficking of children to control America. And then I say also the CIA does it because they've been busted doing it. And MI6, like, oh, you're covering up for the Jews. Well, I don't think Jews are guilty because their intelligence agencies did a stand down on October 7th. And now 15% support Netanyahu over there. And so I'm not an apologist for Jews or Muslims or Christians or anybody. I'm simply trying to say evil is the issue we have that inhabits men's hearts. So that said, we got him on late because I was late with Vivek Ramaswamy earlier, so that backed things up. We'll go a little bit in the next hour to make sure he gets plenty of time. And so, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, you can start wherever you want here. I just thought it'd be interesting to have you on, so thank you for accepting the invitation.
There's a war going on, and Sun Tzu says in the Art of War, you must know who the enemy is, the synagogue of Satan. He said it twice. It's a synagogue, it's universal, it's collective, and it's evil. Jews are the enemy. They run everything in this country, but they run internationally all the Western governments through money. The famous saying, I'm sure you know it, Alex, by Mayor Amschel Rothschild, give me a control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws. So the first thing Vivek has to do, if I'm pronouncing his name right, or Trump, which he won't because he's financed through all his real estate, through the banks, he can't do it, is to end the Fed. And I know Ron Paul, and I know his assistant, but we have to start with audit the Fed. Let's find out where the money is going. And who's ever the head of the CIA here has no clue where all the money is going internationally. I have some idea where it's going and who's doing it. If you and I did it, Alex, it would be counterfeit. But the Jews have the franchise to do counterfeit legally. That's my opening statement, off the cuff.
Why going back to the Middle Ages, would the kings of Europe only give the Jews the right to usury?
Because the Jews were in charge of the trade routes, and the initial forex exchange rates began with King Solomon. You want to talk about globalists? King Solomon was the first globalist. He's the one that opened up international trade. Yes. And that's when the Jews started to control the trade. There it was limited, but it did go as far as India.
Well, I mean, but the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, they all had the Chinese. I mean, hold on here. You were born Jewish to Jewish parents, right? I mean, do you think your parents were in on this conspiracy against humanity?
I wouldn't call it a conspiracy. It's something that the Jews had since the time of Solomon, and it expanded throughout the ages that they had control of the trade routes. They had control of currency. The prophet Hosea says the Jews are merchants. That's what they are. Now, as far as my father is concerned, he wasn't a conspiracist. He was a very strong Orthodox Jew, but he was not a Zionist. So this is what I grew up in, with a father, strong Orthodox Jew, strong religious and racial identity, who was not a Zionist, who understood where the money comes from. My dad knew it because he played the stocks. His brother, his younger brother, made over $1 million in the stock market, never worked a day in his life. And my other brother was a stockbroker. His other brother was a stockbroker. I think I understand some things that, excuse the expression, that Goyim could never understand.
Well, it was actually my ancestor, direct lineage, paternal, who invented the stock exchange. He was English. His name was Gresham. His symbol was the grasshopper. You say the Jews invented the stock market.
Well, they did. The Jews, okay, you want to say someone here invented it, but the one who internationalized it was Jewry, because it's the international Jew. The Jews are expanded throughout the world.
Well, look, like now, I said, here's my deal. We're going to go to break in a couple of minutes. I'm going to let you talk. I'm not doubting that there's powerful, you know, Mossad organized crime groups, but I mean, are you saying they control the Chinese, the Russians? Really?
How in the world can China be doing all our corporate production without the Jewish money? They're still linked into Jewish money. Same with Trump. With all his real estate ventures, you think he's going to dare to say in the Fed? He's never touched it. He's never said a word about it. But somebody like Ron Paul, who I know you're friends with, did. And it's a shame that he left Congress, because he's the only voice that could say, we've got to do something about the Fed.
He couldn't stand after 20 plus years. He's been in Congress once, then came back.
He should have stayed, because now he lost his voice. I know Ron Paul. I know his assistant. He's a devout Catholic. We're friends, okay? I'm not saying I'm friends with Ron Paul, but I know him. I've met him. He likes me. And he's right. But nobody, even his son's not saying this. We have to go to the money power. And I'm going to keep on saying it. For maybe your audience and other people, it's a drag, it's a bore, it's dry. But Mayor Amschel Rothschild was right. Give me a control of the nation's money. I don't care who makes its laws. And this is what Larry Fink of BlackRock is part of. It's part of this whole Rothschild orbit.
Well, Fink did say we're going to control everybody's
money, and you can control corporations, you control media, you can control every hack on Capitol Hill with money.
Well, Larry Fink,
will never go to jail. Never. I guarantee you, he will never go to jail.
Well, Larry Fink did say repeatedly, we will control everybody's behavior with money.
Oh, he does. He owns large shares in Disney. So he's part of this woke thing, because the whole, and I learned this from a child, the whole thing about Jewry is to destroy Christianity. Now, if they can't destroy Jesus Christ, which is impossible, they'll do everything they can to undermine his teachings. And one of the teachings of the Bible, okay, is that the male and the female come together for procreation and holy matrimony. So they're going after that. They're going after that first, and they're going after the youth. Me and you, they're not going to get, Alex, okay? We're over 50. The over 50 crowd, they couldn't care less about. It's the 9-year-olds, the 10-year-olds.
All right, hold on. We got to go to break. I want to come back and debate you on this, because I just think, well, let's just talk about it. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're skipping the next break, so we've got about 27 minutes here, and we'll do a little bit more in the next hour with our guests. I don't even want to call this a debate, but a discussion, because I'm very frustrated. I'm a student of history. I really like it. I can tell Kattner knows a lot of history. I watch a lot of what he says, and, you know, we talk about history and things. I mean, you have to do a lot of research to know what he knows. I even hear some things I don't know about historically. I look it up. It's accurate. But then I get accused by the people that obsess on Jews all day that I'm run by the Jews or I'm funded. I've, to be quite frank with you, I've had the ADL for 25 years trying to take me off the air. And I've had Sacha Baron Cohen basically say I need to be arrested. I've been persecuted. But I'm growing up in Dallas, there was a lot of racial tension, and I never started the fights, and I had a lot of black friends, by the way, and played football and everything. But I got attacked quite a bit by black people because I was white. I don't look at another black person and hate them because some other black person racially attacked me. So my frustration is seeing Jews, like if Jews didn't exist, we'd be in nirvana. We'd be in heaven. And then I see 15% support in Israel for Netanyahu. I see the Rothschilds trying to get rid of him. I'm not saying he's good. There's a clear stand down. I talk about that. But then I go look at Islam that wants to conquer the West, and the left's allied with it. I see something bigger here. And then we talk, he says, Jews are the problem. And I'm going to shut up and let you talk. But then we talk about, you know, the Old Testament. And people get mad when we say Judeo-Christian. I mean, Christianity, you know, Christ said, I've come to fulfill the law. And so he did come from the line of David. And I'm not saying stuff that the Jews picked up in Babylon or other places, you know, some of those teachings isn't bad. I'm simply saying, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, it seems to me, if we just say Jews are bad people, well, that's like the left now saying white people are inherently bad. And the head of the ADL says, well, wait, we're the one teaching you that, but not Jews. So I know the ADL is a vicious, evil, you know, anti-American, leftist, Jewish supremacist organization. And I'm against them and the KKK and the new Black Panther Party. I want to just have a big tent. And I see a lot of Jews that, you know, call in and on the street that support me that are just conservatives and are good people, you know, like your dad was. And, you know, we had, all these great Jewish people on over the years, doctors and scientists that are fighting tyranny. And I just think it's not fair to them to just say this is a Jewish conspiracy. You can say there's an organized global, you know, different racial crime groups, and we know that's real. And I get opposed by those groups. So that's all I'm trying to say. I'm going to give you the floor now. I'm going to shut up. Go ahead.
Well, look, let's name some names. Let's start with that. And let's see what their race is and what religion they subscribe to. But most Jews are secularists. Who's the head of Disney? Robert Iger and Alan Braverman. They're Jews. What are they doing? Well, they get a lot of money from Larry Fink of BlackRock, who's into woke, to destroy the youth, to get them to cut off their penises and stick in uteruses. Okay? They're Jews. There's two Jews. Let me give you another Jew, okay? Albert Bourla, I think his name, Greek descent ethnically, but Jew racially. He is the head dude of the clot shot, a poison in your vein, the mRNA. It's not a vaccine. He's a Jew. There's two. Okay, medical, the Jew. Culture, the Jew. Disney, okay, Pfizer. All right, he's the CEO of Pfizer. Of course, he's a front man. There's money behind it, Jewish money. And let's look at a third. Let's look at the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. I have to laugh because they do everything they can to destroy me. They can't. I'm three steps ahead of these people because my father used to take me to the B'nai B'rith meetings when I was a little Jewish boy at the synagogue. After every Shabbos services, my dad would take me upstairs to the big brunch, the gefilte fish, the lox and bagels, and it was the B'nai B'rith meeting. These are the big boys. And back then, I was told this is a multi-million dollar operation. This is in 1957, 1958. Now it's a multi-billion dollar operation. The B'nai B'rith runs the ADL. Okay, they're the umbrella group. And what did I hear after the rabbi's sermon when we went upstairs? Well, this one is running for mayor, this goy. It was never a Jew in the front. It was always a goy. And is he good for the Jews? What will he do for us? Okay, that was the whole thing. Not is he going to be good for America. Now, there was probably about 150 Jewish men up there, businessmen. My dad was a businessman. And this is what I heard. Who's going to run for governor in the next B'nai B'rith meeting? All right, this goy, that's goy. That's what the Jews call them. That's what they call you behind closed door, goy. And your wife, okay, or anyone's wife who's not Jewish, she's a shiksa. I grew up in this, Alex. Okay, now, who's going to be the governor? Who's going to do the best for us? Jews, not for America. Now, this is my whole orientation that I grew up in. And my father wanted to expose me to this so I could understand a wider picture. You want to look at a wider picture. Now, I'm always going to go back to this, and it's become going in one ear out the other, not with you, but with others. Give me a control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws. America lost its sovereignty in 1913 when the Jews from Europe, headed by Paul Warburg and his brother Max Warburg, who were connected to the Rothschild dynasty, those are the real big boys, and they took over our money printing. And you, Andrew Jackson, wanted nothing to do with it. He's the real hero. Are we going to have another Andrew Jackson? You're not going to get it with Trump, because he is tied into Jewish money with all his real estate.
Let me ask you this. Trump's daughter is married to a Jew, so he's got Jewish children.
She's a Jew because his first wife was a Jew, Alex. I know this because she never went through the mikveh service. See, every Goyish girl who wants to convert to Judaism to marry a Jewish boy, Jared, has to go through the mikveh. These are something I understand. Nobody else does. She never did. She didn't have to because Ivana is a Jew. You look at her face. We all know.
Well, here's what I disagree.
They look at my face. We know each other. Okay. She never went through the mikveh. She's already a Jew because Jews trace their race, and their race is everything.
Through the
Judaism,
mother.
It's everything. To the mother. Okay.
Which genetically is accurate because that's the mitochondrial DNA passed on. The males only get one copy. The females get two.
Well, it never used to be, biblically speaking. If you want to go back to the Bible, and you brought up the Bible, Judaism today is not Judaism of the Old Testament.
Well, if you want to get into that, we can. I think people should hear.
But you brought it up.
I did. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Warren Buffett donation top 2023 list of largest charitables. This is Yahoo News, and it says he gave it to radical racial justice groups. So is Warren Buffett Jewish? Because he's funding the transgenderism. He's funding the race baiting. I mean, MI6 basically developed the Tavistock Institute, the transgenderism. I'm not an apologist for Jews. I'm not saying powerful Jews aren't promoting it. I mean, what you said is true, but is Warren Buffett Jewish? He's what?
He's a useful boy. That's what we would call him growing up. We would call him a useful, that's what my dad would call him. He's a useful boy. See, when Jesus said the synagogue of Satan, he is talking collective. Jews operate as a collective. You want to find out how many Jewish organizations there are? You can't count them. There's probably 1,000 of them because Jews operate as a collective. Yeah, the Jewish guy next door, I see him mow the lawn. He's a real nice guy. But he will never, never condemn the Pharisees for crucifying our Lord, God, and Savior. He will never do that. And he will continue to send all his money to the AIPAC, to the ADL, to the World Zionist Organization of America. He'll continue doing it. And it doesn't matter if Netanyahu's in or Bennett's in. It doesn't matter.
Okay, so let me ask you this. We see basically soft civil war in Israel. The Supreme Court, with what it's doing, Netanyahu, 15% support Netanyahu. I mean, I don't see some unified collective in Israel. I see one of the most divided groups.
Of course it's unified. It's a military dictatorship. My dad told us this, just figure it out. It started with the terrorism, the Jabotinsky group, okay, the Irgun and the Stern group, and it started getting...
The bombing of Geneva Hotel, all that. I'm asking now, Israel use their people as guinea pigs. We have high deaths from the shot there. So if the shot is some Jewish conspiracy to kill people, why are Jews dying from the clot shot as well?
Okay, let me just finish this other statement. Israel's a military dictatorship. It morphed into the Haganah. The military, if anybody knows journalism, they would say, yes, Brother Kapner, you are right. It's a military dictatorship because even Haaretz, they're under military censorship, okay? So let's just start there. Why the military? The military, yes, you're under military censorship. So I don't care if it's Netanyahu or Bennett or Rabin or Sharon, it doesn't matter.
So what's the fight about if the Jews are a perfect collective? Isn't it true the secular Jews are persecuting Orthodox Jews in Israel? I mean, I see major division.
No. Are you kidding?
You got Ashkenazi Jews, you got Sephardic Jews, you got all this.
Orthodox Jews. And the government is funding, supporting them in dividing up the West Bank into fragments to help these settlers take over that land. Sometimes I get very frustrated because I knew this stuff from a child. Now I decided in 2007, The gig is up. A Jew from the inside is not going to tell. I'm their own worst enemy.
Hey, why don't you stop there? Why don't you stop there? Because the reason I got you on is I watch your videos because I want to see what all sides are thinking about your first you become a Jew for Jesus, and then you find Orthodox. You go in there, you feel the different presence, another plane, like you were at a higher level. You know, like King David was talking about. Spend a few minutes talking about your conversion to Christianity.
Okay, it's important because it's part of my whole worldview. It absolutely is. I grew up in Judaism. Now, our Shabbos teacher, we had a man teaching it. His emphasis was on Bible and Talmud, both, and a little bit of Kabbalah. Okay, so I was exposed to it all. Now, in our bar mitzvah class, they decided to give it to Mrs. Schechter because she knew all the world religions. Most Jews don't. They couldn't care less, but she did. So she goes through our bar mitzvah class. I'm a 12-year-old little Jewish boy. I was a very sensitive boy, very quiet kind of a boy. And she's telling us about Baha'i, Zen. We never heard of these things in 1962. Now she gets to talk about Christianity, and I wanted to learn because I'm a smart boy then. Let's learn about what formed Western civilization. And I knew it was Christianity. She wouldn't teach it. She says, it was invented by a self-hating Jew. I'm a self-hating Jew, you know, now. Okay, somehow I'm a self-hating Jew, okay? Named Saul, and he hated his Jewishness so much that he changed his name to the Goyish name. That's how Jews talk to each other, Paul. And besides, she says he was a manic depressant. Now, imagine in 1962 hearing this word manic depressant. I'm 12 years old. It didn't exist, but Mrs. Schechter knew the word. So I go home to my dad and I say, what is a manic depressant? He says, I don't know. Where'd you hear this word? Mrs. Schechter says that Saul, who hated himself, changed his name to Paul. Okay, I'm a 12-year-old kid. She says, I don't know what he says. I don't know what you're talking about. I said, she won't teach Christianity. I want to learn about it. My dad says, you were born a Jew. You will die a Jew. End of story. Okay, that's my dad. Yeah, he was anti-Zionist, but racially and religious. Oh, man, powerful Jew. I said to myself, I'm going to learn about this. So I see the rabbi. Actually, the next day, I'm visiting my grandmother, the Jewish home and hospital for the aged. She had some minor operation or something. There's a rabbi walking out the elevator. I'm walking in the nice shiny wax floor, sterilized everything. I said, Rabbi, Mrs. Schechter won't teach us about Jesus Christ. He spits right on the floor, and he used the curse word, the Jew's word. May his name be blotted out forever. Okay. And he spit it again. He says, don't you ever use that word unless you use it as I did, which is a curse word. Well, I tell people, they ask me, how did you come to Christ? I said, through my rabbi. Oh, your rabbi believed? No, he spit. Because I thought, as a Jewish kid with a reaction like that, it must be true. Now, we were forbidden to read the New Testament. This was totally off limits, no-go zone. So now I'm in California. I started to study music. I'm an accomplished pianist and composer and all that stuff. Okay. And I decided I'm going to buy a New Testament. I did. I read the first chapter of Matthew, and I was convinced just from the genealogies, because we knew with my Jewish education, which was so solid, that the genealogies were lost in 125 AD, that Hadrian destroyed them at the second revolt under Bar Kokhba. And I see these genealogies listed so specifically. I said, yeah, he's the Messiah. That convinced me. Who reads Matthew chapter 1 and gets convinced that Jesus is the Messiah? A Jewish boy like me who's got a good Yiddish cup, okay? That's how I came to Christ. And I was with the Jews for Jesus movement. I handed out the booklets with them and all that. And I knew all the time that there was something missing in Judaism. So I joined forces with them, but not full time because I wanted to make money. I was a good Jewish boy. I wanted to make money. And I became a salesman, but I would hand out booklets with them. Jesus made me kosher. If you don't like being born, try being born again.
Okay, let me stop you again. I want you to continue your story, but only Jews want to make money. I mean, this is just, come on,
I
man.
Don't say that.
You say you're not. Listen, here's my deal. Here's the deal.
I'm trying to have a little sense of humor.
I cannot sit there and say one group of people Let me ask you this. This is a serious question. Because
I
actually
made you some names.
Well, let me ask you a question. I understand. It's like Alan Dershowitz said, Jews shouldn't apologize for being successful, okay? The point is...
I never said that.
I said Alan Dershowitz said it. Guys, it's on Twitter. It's on X. Pull it up. Alan Dershowitz says Jews should never apologize for being successful. I'm saying nobody. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. I've been successful with my listeners supporting me, and I don't have any groups, not the CIA, not the FBI, not the ADL, tell me what to do. Okay? So I know damn well my audience and myself built this operation. So I'm just tired of apportioning magical power to Jews, and that if I slip on a banana peel tonight, that I'm going to...
Money is not magic. Money buys politicians.
Answer my question. So you think only Jews like money?
I never said that.
Okay, well, you keep saying the Jews. I was a good Jewish boy. I wanted money.
It's one thing to make money. It's another thing to print money out of thin air. You and I would be counterfeits if we did that. Okay, that's where I distinguish it. Yes, make money. Yes, sell all your vitamins that you can. I want you to make a lot of money. It's important because you're doing a good job in trying to deal with the border. Epstein's a lost cause. Forget it, Alex. No one's going to go to jail. Okay, they put the girl in jail. That's it.
Yeah, but let me ask you about Epstein. I think that was on my list.
Money
I wrote
out of nothing. And who can use that money to protect Menendez? He will never go to jail. Hunter Biden will never go to jail.
Well, let me ask you this.
Biden will never go to jail.
What do you make of the BRICS? What do you make of the BRICS with other groups trying to issue the money?
It's just starting. They want to develop their own SWIFT. But I guarantee you, China, which is a large part of BRICS, is still in the SWIFT system. They have to be. They make all our products, Maytag, Cooper tires, Nike shoes.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Kapner.
In the Jewish system. So China is not the enemy.
I know. Well, nobody's stopping you saying Jewish system over and over again, but it was a fetishized deal like
I'm
when I have,
you who
when
money.
I have Kanye in here, they just say it over and over again. I want to talk about topics. I know you've said that's the source of all. We understand what you're saying. Let me ask you.
The main source. But then we have to look at the players.
Let me ask you this. I want to create a system where it's based on meritocracy and what you produce, like Martin Luther King Jr. said. And because I go to a restaurant because the food's good, not because Chinese owned or black people or Jews or, you know, hillbillies or whatever. Let me ask you this. How do you see the world divided right now? What do you think is about to happen? We can see that the world is going to a major tumultuous period. Looks to me like globalist powers are in trouble. Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? I mean, let me ask you, from your perspective, who runs things, how is things going for the ruling class?
So far, it's going quite well. Now, they got rid of somebody who wanted to stop it. His name was Saddam Hussein, because he wanted to coin his own money. They got rid of him. Gaddafi wanted to start the African dinar.
That's okay? True.
Because these fellas finally got onto it, that the money is what controls. Now, the one who knows this is Vladimir Putin.
By the way, I'm going to stop you again, because you read my mind. The globalists, whoever you say runs it, go after anybody trying to create their own monetary system. Gaddafi, Saddam, you're right. They always start a war. So are we expecting a war start over?
They can't get rid of Vladimir Putin. They would love to. They're using Ukraine boys, these poor Christian boys, to get rid of Vladimir Putin because they got this crazy woman who was born Noodleman. Her name is Victoria Newland now.
Newland, yeah.
He changed it to Goyish name. That's Goyish. Newland. She was born Noodleman, okay? Because I know this. We all know this, okay? She's the one that wants to destroy Putin. Jews hate Russia because Russia is now revitalizing what is known in Carmen parlance, the Byzantine Empire.
And by the way, stop there. It's true that he's revitalized the Byzantine Empire. And it is true that Trotsky was kicked out by Stalin, and so that's where the neocon beef comes from. Keep going.
Okay, so Putin is the main archenemy now to the Jews, not China. They're in the system. So what Putin has done, he has loaded up in gold. He is the main motivator of BRICS. I think he's now the president. He wants to start a secretariat, too. And he's bringing in Saudi Arabia. Iran, I think, is now
Saudi Arabia officially joined today.
Okay, so I'm pretty much on top of things. I think Iran is already in. But it's just in their nascent state. They want to create their own SWIFT, which is transfer of money from one trading group to another trading group or from one nation to another trading group. They want to start their own currency exchange, their own letters of credit. They want to create their own system. But this is going to take time. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen in 2025. Putin looks at the long range. That's how he's operating his military operation in Ukraine. Not to just go in and destroy. He's looking at the long range of attrition. He's a very clever man. I know people in my Orthodox church who know him personally. And they tell me things that no one else is going to know about him. I know how he operates. So he is in it for the long term. Now, 2024 may be a lousy year for us, Alex, and I include you with us. I do, okay, because you're fighting for a sovereign America, and I am too. But the difference between you and me is I name the names who are the real enemies who are really controlling these things. Because this is the whole Jewish mind I grew up with. How are we going to try to control the Goyim? Because the Jews look upon the Goyim as stupid. If I ever said something as a Jewish kid that was stupid, all my uncles would say, you have a Goyish kuf, which means you think like a Goy. Okay, so this is the whole thing of the Jews. We have to control the Goyim. So they don't like an Alex Jones who comes out and says, hey, this is what's going on. This is what Epstein's doing. It was a sting operation. They don't want to hear that. And they certainly don't want me to hear me calling out these names. So the globalist picture still looks good for 2024. I don't see it getting any better.
All right, we got to go to break. We're going to come back. People can find you. What's the best place for people to find you? We'll do 50 more minutes, but where do people find your reports if they want
to
see it?
Go to Real Jew News. Real Jew News. I do videos, state-of-the-art videos. My graphics are just, will blow people away.
I've seen them. All right. I just want to open a dialogue with everybody and listeners, you know, get mad
and
on both.
Alex, I want to tell you, they banned Bible with Brother. I wanted to just do the Bible. I was reaching the kids, 16, 17, 18.
Hold on, we got to go to break. And speaking of making money, I got to make money to fund this operation, the crew, the satellites, the legal stuff. There's a system's coming after us. It's coming after Trump, too. I think Trump's great. Infowarsstore.com. We're about to in-store on free shipping. There's 6 days left. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, and the new product that, warning, this is not a stimulant. This makes your cells turbocharge. It's methylfolate with the right combination of B-complex. It is foundational energy, InfoWarsStore.com, designed by my dad, who's a medical guy. The point is InfoWarsStore.com. Foundational Energy X2, DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12, all of it. InfoWarsStore.com, up to 60% off, free shipping. Some of these are lost leaders, but we need the funds to operate. Get a copy of my book, The Great Awakening, at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to come back with a couple more segments with Brother Nathaniel Kapner. Stay with us. I'm a big student of history, so I know every group, from the Mayans, the Aztecs, the Romans, the Greeks, to the Babylonians, to the Huns, to the Chin, all believe they were the master race. And yeah, you can read the Old Testament, and you can see God saying, go in and wipe all these groups out. I don't think Kapner's going to say that was a false teaching, and then Netanyahu quotes it. But we cannot deny, and so I'm not somebody that just hates success outright, and just say Jews are evil, because then why is our world through the Abrahamic religion going back to that? And I understand the Babylonian captivity and it, all that stuff. I've studied it. But I just think that, let me ask you this way, the time we have, and we'll have you back, because I know you're a historian, and I want to pick your brain. We got some stations join us in a few minutes. We got to go to break again in a second for 60 seconds. But let me ask you this. When we pull back and I see the transhumanists and just this evil force that's inhabiting people of every color, religion, you name it, I just want a big tent where we can get Jews and everybody else, you know, regardless of what group they came out of, to see an open tent for team humanity and a pro-human future that Elon Musk and I talked about a few weeks ago. And I just think that to sit there and deny that so much of, because people hate this on the anti-Jew side, Western civilization, you can say what you want, but it's been integrally entwined with Jews. And so, you know, are you saying, do you believe the Khazarian thing that Ashkenazi aren't Jews, or is it the Babylonian captivity, or Sephardics the real Jews? Or are you saying they're all Jews? I mean, there's a lot of questions.
We laughed at the Khazar theory as kids. Okay, this is a theory by some scholar, was made popular by Arthur Koestler, called the 13th Tribe. It gets Jews off the hook for deicide, okay? So it wasn't Jews today, because everyone's a Khazar. They didn't crucify Christ as a collective. So it's just a stupid Khazarian myth. It's totally ahistorical. No historian worth his word.
If Jews are a collective...
Jews have been the disturbance.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question. If Jews are a collective, I'm asking you a question. I'm asking.
Hold on.
Let me ask you a question. Is it the Sanhedrin, and is the Sanhedrin secretly operating?
Jews don't need a Sanhedrin. They don't need it. It's called the synagogue of Satan. They're all connected to it through money, through culture, for the destruction of Christian mores. Now, you want to bring out transhumanism, transgenderism. The main moneymakers are Jewish surgeons. The main pushers of transgenderism are those who own the media. I used to live near the owner of CBS. His name was Murray Rothstein. He changed his name to Sumner Redstone, like he's some blue-blooded Yankee. We laughed at him. But the Goyim don't know. And he started this MTV to destroy the youth. Now, I wanted to just talk briefly about my Bible with Brother. I decided I'm going to just do Bible with Brother on YouTube. I'm not going to do any politics, but I wanted to be really cool, and I wanted to reach the youth. I wasn't interested in preaching to the choir. Okay, now, what happens? I get 3,000 and 4,000 comments from kids. You don't think the kids don't know who's going to comment section? They have a profile on everybody on YouTube. Okay, everybody. They see that, and all of a sudden, after I get a million views per month, shut me down. Done. For what? I thought this must be an algorithm, because I'm using biblical language. Maybe they thought it was political language. They would not tell me. Now, they got some Hindu to take place of Wyszynski, okay? Wyszynski still runs it. They put some brown-skinned Hindu on, like Ravi Shankar on Google. I know who owns it. It wasn't Larry Rabinowitz, who changed his name to Brin, and it wasn't Sergey Rabinowitz, and it wasn't Larry Page. There were two boys at Stanford, and someone from the Mossad, who is connected with the CIA, because they are interlinked, started Jugal with those two boys. Well, they didn't need them anymore. They got rid of them. So I know who got rid of Bible with Brother. It wasn't the Hindu, okay, the brown-skinned dude, the window dressing. I knew who it was. It was Susan Wyszynski and the tribe, the synagogue of Satan, the collective.
All right, it's all exhausting. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Well, you might not make it back. KateDallyShow.com coming up. Kate Daly, Brother Nathaniel Kapner, is our guest right now. And I wanted to get him up to have an open discussion about what's happening. We got about 10 minutes. We got a break, and the next guest host takes over. Head Owen Schroyer in about 53 minutes from now with the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. How do you see this election going? And you're saying it's going to be a rough year. We're 10 months out. You seem like a heady guy. What do you think's going to happen?
Well, it'll be rigged. It's either rigged at the ballot box, or it's going to be rigged at the White House. So either way, it's going to be rigged. Now, Vivek's got some great things. He's never going to get in. We know that. They're not going to let some Hindu in. Okay, that's not going to happen. Okay? So whoever gets in, they may allow Trump to get in. They may allow that. Okay, but you see, with Trump, it's not that the Jews hate Trump. They don't. They fear his followers. They see with them the American flags, okay, USA. This is nationalism, okay? The meme, nationalism. Where there's nationalism, the Jew sinks down, okay? So it's not Trump that the Jews hate and trying to destroy. They despise, they fear his followers, because those are the white Christians, the patriots, who in a drop of a dime, can turn against Israel and say, hey, why are there so many Jews running everything? Why are the Jews able to print this money out of thin air? Why are the Jews pushing woke? Why is the media pushing transgenderism and homosexuality? Why are the Jews putting all these lesbians in charge of a mayorship?
So you're saying they fear the Great Awakening. So let me ask you this. We got a little bit of time
here. They fear the people. They fear the people of the Great Awakening. I don't go into abstracts. Jews don't go into abstracts. That's not what Jews do. They go, who are the people? Is there a large following? They see USA, USA flags, white faces, Christianity, God bless America, Merry Christmas. Uh-oh. We got to get rid of this guy. Vivek, they couldn't care less about him. He's nothing. Okay? Trump is the one they're scared of.
You know, I've sat here and debated a lot of the
because
people.
Of his follow-up.
Can I just say something real quick? I've sat here and debated some of the most prominent names that obsess on Jews all day. And you've not done this, so I think you're being fair. But they always describe that I'm controlled by Jews. That's not, I'm controlled by me. Okay, I'm in charge of all this. I really believe in what I'm doing. I'm trying to create unity around ideas that transcend all this. And you became a Christian, and you know, and I believe you're right about, you know, Christ is obviously the Messiah. You can feel it, you can see it. It's incredible. Any demonic attacks, Christ's name is all powerful. It's real. People I know that aren't even Christian get attacked spiritually. They ask for God's protection. It happens. But again, it's baby out with the bathwater. Why don't we have an outreach to everybody, the Hindus, the Jews, the Muslims, everybody? Because I pull back here and I see the left, the universities, Google, the CIA backing Islam right now. And I see this weird right-wing anti-Jew alliance with Islam attacking Israel. And you say, you know, what if Israel went away today? That's a tiny little country. What would that do? I see it as a cop-out. I think the hearts of men are desperately wicked, as the Bible says. And I don't think Jews have a monopoly. And I don't think they're immune from it either. But I really don't prescribe and ascribe mythical powers. I think you're an interesting guy.
You prescribe mythical powers.
Kapner, you're very likable. I mean, like Larry David, super funny, likable. I mean, I'll be point blank. I think Jews are pretty funny, likable people.
He peed on a picture of Jesus Christ. That's despicable. Now, there's no such thing as a good Jew. It's oxymoron. Because if you identify as a Jew, you identify with the Christ crucifiers. You identify that Christ is not the Messiah. That's the spirit of Antichrist. St. John said it twice. Whosoever denies that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, has come in the flesh, incarnate, is of the spirit of Antichrist.
Kapner, let me ask you this. Kapner, I never got to my point. I read my point. I've had Kanye West here. I've had them all. And literally, I'm like, can I just finish something? I'm like, literally, both my grandfathers were in World War II. Both were in the European theater. One, God bless him, got shot down and wrecked very early in his missions, or he'd be dead and I wouldn't be here. The other did his full missions and then more. Wouldn't talk about it. He died. We read it all. Out of North Africa, into Italy, into Germany. After that, they said, you're done with your missions. You're now an officer in charge of, you know, the mess hall into Germany. He was there. He saw it. He would barely talk about it. And just piles of dead bodies everywhere. Blackbirds eating people's eyes. Death camps. He saw it all. And I tell people this. They go, oh, shut up. That's Jewish propaganda. My grandfather told me that. He saw it with his own eyeballs. It messed him up. And so all I'm saying is, just because you say there's some evil over here, any powerful group's going to become corrupt, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely, then what do you think of Adolf Hitler? Because I think Adolf Hitler was power mad. You could look at him. He glowed with satanic energy. I mean, you could just look at him. He's powerful, but you're like, whoa, that's evil. I mean, he exudes satanic energy. Are you saying you have discernment? You look at a speech of Hitler, you look at his eyes, and you're telling me that's not Count Dracula?
Adolf Hitler was the first person to create a law against the mistreatment of animals, recognizing it to be evil. A law imposing a total ban on animal experiments was enacted. The National Socialists declare an end to the unbearable torture and suffering in animal experiments.
Take a look at his pictures with children.
Oh, my God.
That's what I do. I look at body language. I study body language. I was a straight commission salesman for 25 years. I know body language. The children love Adolf Hitler. Now, I just did. Oh, yeah, it says a lot. I don't see any evil. They didn't see any evil. You know who can pick up evil? Children, like that. Children love me. Okay, they just look at me. Other people, they're children. They want to come up to me. They want to hug me. They want to talk to me, whatever. Okay, but I'm very careful I don't touch children. Okay, so I.
So you think Adolf Hitler was good? Okay, what is Brother
I'm
Nathaniel?
Not saying anyone is perfectly good. I would never say that because we're human beings, okay? We all have shades of everything. Now, Hitler's main concern.
But he was anti-Christian. Hitler was anti-Christian. He was a pagan.
Okay, I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to go with what he wanted to do for Germany, like other people want to do for their own nations. He wanted to do something for Germany. He saw that the Jew who controlled the press, who controlled the arts, who controlled theater, who controlled politics, the Weimar regime, okay, and who controlled the stock market, okay? Because his teacher was Gottfried Feder, who I've read backward and forward many times to try to understand the economic scenario that Hitler was trying to...
Yeah, no one's denying Germany got shafted under World War I, which Britain started.
Okay, now Hitler was a speaker, and they propped him up. This guy can speak well, so when he gets up, he's going to be the speaker. I do the same thing when I do my videos. I got to speak. I got to make sure people are listening. So I don't go by what his eyes look like when he speaks. I don't go by that. I go by what was his agenda. What did he try to do? Do you know there would be no Israel today if it wasn't for Hitler? Because he established all these immigration.
No, I know. He supported sending Jews either to Russia or Israel. What, you say Israel's super evil. No, Hitler helped create Israel. Now he's good? He's bad?
But he did it through the immigration that he funded, that Jews could go anywhere, really. But there was a strong Zionist movement. It was called the Havara movement that he funded, that Jews could take everything.
What do you make
of
the George Soros's and like Madeleine Albright's dad that was Jewish that helped round up Jews and sell them to Hitler?
Well, that's what he did. That's one person. But he also is connected to the whole Rothschild orbit that of central banks, that you can create money out of thin air, as Ron Paul puts it. He puts it very succinctly, as we can remember. He's part of that whole
system. All right, Nathaniel Kapner, come back on again.
I want to be back on because we can have a talk next time, and maybe I'll be a little calmer, okay? It's my first shot here with you.
Don't worry, I'm always wound up too. But the ADL says white people are inherently evil, so they've opened all this up, so I think we should hear from everybody. And so that's where I'm at. I mean, I agree with you, the ADL's pure evil. I mean, look, the damn head of it looks like Nosferatu. Listen, I appreciate the debate and the discussion. I don't agree with a lot of what you have to say, but I think it's open for discussion. I want to thank you for coming on and having a debate. We'll be right back with Kate Daly. Stay with us.